A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belonged to the way, he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. On his journey, as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Who are you, sir?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, for they heard the voice but could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. For 3 days he was unable to see, and he neither ate nor drank. There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is there praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, that he may regain his sight." But Ananias replied, "Lord, I have heard from many sources about this man, what evil things he has done to your holy ones in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to imprison all who call upon your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel, and I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. Laying his hands on him, he said, "Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me, Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you came, that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, things like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. He got up and was baptized. And when he had eaten, he recovered his strength. He stayed some days with the disciples in Damascus, and he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. The Word of the Lord. The other day I saw a video of a Connecticut man by the name of Ted Hakey, a former Marine who was welcomed into the embrace of the Muslim community in his neighborhood. Without knowing the context, that could seem like no big deal. But back in November, on the night of the Paris terrorist attacks, he had gone on a drunken binge and shot up the mosque that had been built next door to his home. On his Facebook account, he had posted several vile messages spouting anti-Muslim rhetoric. He was arrested and was awaiting sentencing. In the meantime, he had asked his lawyer to make arrangements so he could apologize. The imam of the mosque and a few others agreed to meet with him first privately. They met 3 weeks ago today. It was Good Friday. And before he could even open his mouth to apologize, they offered him chocolate Easter eggs as a gift. The video did not indicate if Mr. Hakey's conversion was a result of an encounter with the Christ. But given the authentic emotion that was evident, I would say the Spirit was very much present. This story, I believe, is a modern-day telling of the story from Acts, only instead of it being about a faithful Jew and the animosity he has towards the followers of this new and different way, it is a story about a presumably faithful Christian and his animosity to this unknown and different way of the Muslim tradition. We often think that those who are blind are the ones who are disabled, And whether physically blind or fully sighted, we will all be disabled if we do not open our hearts in order to truly see the goodness of God in everyone and everything. Today's reading is the story of Saul, whom we will eventually come to know as Paul. We're very familiar with his story and the strength of his preaching and all that he endured on behalf of Jesus after his conversion. The one whose witness, however, that strikes me more in my reflection today is that of Ananias. Ananias was also a chosen one of the Lord, for it was Jesus who sent him to pray over Saul and to assure Saul of God's love and forgiveness. In many ways, I think Ananias had the more difficult of the tasks, for Jesus asked him to go and look into the eyes of the one who had been proclaiming murderous threats to believers like himself. Ananias, too, needed to trust what the Lord was doing as much as Saul needed to trust. Ananias needed to be able to have his heart opened in order to see in Saul what the Lord saw in him. Both Saul and Ananias had scales removed from their eyes in order to see the other as a child of God, as a brother in the Lord. I have to believe that the experience was the same for Ted Hakey and the Muslim community of Connecticut. Persecution is not a part of bygone centuries. It continues, sadly, to be a reality in our own day. Think of children who are bullied at school or on social media. Think of the experience of people who are black in our country here in the States. Think of all those who are looked down upon, spat upon, ignored because of their sexual orientation or their political leanings. Think of those who have been persecuted because of their faith in Iraq and in Syria. Sometimes we are the victims. Other times we are the perpetrators. Until and unless we can see the other with the heart of God, we will continue to have scales, blinders on our eyes. This isn't just regarding the other who is a total stranger. It is very often the person who lives with us or near us, worships with us, is a part of the same community. They can be the ones who drive us crazy because of some behavior, thought, or attitude that we do not agree with. The Word of God today invites us to turn to that person, to go to him or her and say, "You are my brother. You are my sister. The Lord has sent me to be with you, to accept you, to bless you, to forgive you." Let us not delay. We are called to go to the street called Straight. It is there that we will experience the work of conversion and salvation in our midst.